for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9.
These eyes referred to are the Lord's influence, his power of knowing, whatever the means. God has means, no doubt, far superior to any of ours. He tells us that angels are his ministers, and that these have a charge over his people. But the angels of the Lord have a charge more particularly over us of the gospel church than over any other of the Lord's people at any previous time in the world's history. The Lord is especially interested in spiritual Israel. These angels, then, care for us, supervise our affairs, and are God's agencies or channels of communication to us as to his will, that is, communication in the sense of providences for us, causing this providence or the other providence. Reprint 56 34 and 35. The text again.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9.